This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are happy to have Hillary Arena back, the recycling coordinator for Brevard County Waste Management. And the holidays are a huge time when we amass a lot of trash.
For the period from Thanksgiving through New Year's Day, the official holiday season, Americans generate an extra 5 million tons of waste. Now, that's nationally, and that comes from a lot of different sources. So what I'd like to do is just mention a little bit to you about our holiday schedule for collection and go into a couple things that can be recycled. So for the schedule, I'd like to say that there will be no waste management, garbage, recycling, or yard waste collection on Friday, December 25th, which is Christmas Day. Offices will be closed. So if you're a customer in West Melbourne or a customer in the city of Palm Bay, if your regular scheduled day is December 25th, you will be rescheduled for Saturday, December 26th. Collection for all other cities and the unincorporated area of Brevard County that are serviced by Waste Management will resume on your next scheduled pickup day. We have a couple holiday reminders. Since people are Christmas shopping and relatives coming in and everyone's having lots of parties, a couple things that you may not know that you can put into your recycling carts. Wrapping papers, greeting cards, a lot of cards going around. Cardboard gift boxes. So if you're wrapping in the gifts in gift boxes, those are also recyclable in your cart. And of course, any corrugated cardboard boxes that you might get from Amazon or any of the other places that you'd be shopping from online. And then the foil cooking pans and aluminum foil. And what I'd like to point out about that is if you're making that turkey or that ham and those Christmas cookies and the foil has grease or frosting or food particles on it, throw that part out. But the actual foil pan itself or clean aluminum foil can go into the cart as well. Christmas trees. Everybody seems to still get live Christmas trees around the holidays. So what we want you to remember about the Christmas trees is don't forget to remove the tree lights, the ornaments, the garland, and the infamous tree stand. A lot of people will buy a live tree, get the plastic bag that you bag the tree in, and like to put it out to the curb. Well, the plastic bag, just like your yard waste that you put yard waste in, is not acceptable. So don't put those plastic bags over your live Christmas trees when you put them to the curb. Reason being, it's going to be mulched. We want to mulch the tree, not the plastic bag and the stand and the ornaments and everything else. The biggest component that we see that comes in is Christmas lights. For some reason, people don't like to remove the Christmas lights from the trees.
Which
not
is
sure.
Weird.
But if they're working, consider donating them. If not, they do belong into the regular trash. So keep the trees free of all the debris. If you'd like to get the free mulch from the Christmas trees, you can contact Brevard County Solid Waste at 321-633-2042, and we can let you know the availability of that mulch, which is free to citizens of Brevard County.
That's very cool. And you have a website, so if they wanted to find out more information about what is recyclable and what's not, they can go there and check out the information. What's the address?
Right, that's www.brevardcounty.us. And if you / solid waste, it will put you right to the solid waste page.
Hillary, thanks so much for coming in. These are great tips, and we hope everyone will recycle for the holidays. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, Terry.
You can hear this podcast and link to Brevard County Waste Management and hear any previously aired podcast from Coastal Connection on our website, wfit.org.